Executive Officer, Mr. Kelvin Torrey.
All rise for the funeral.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please remain upstanding for the opening prayer and the reconciliation. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
The reconciliation statement reads, Melton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with the Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people and their elders and descendants past and present. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may be seated. Excuse me, sir. Can you remain silent, please? I'd ask you to refrain from speaking, please. Councillors, moving on to item number 2, apologies and leave of absence.
I have apologies from Councillors Carley and Councillor Borg, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Number 3, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor.
I do, Madam Mayor. I declare a direct conflict in officers report item 8.16. Madam Mayor, I can't even hear myself speak.
Members of the gallery, I'll ask you, please, and Mr. Andrulis Antonio and Mr. Kitanovsky and the gentleman in the blue cap, can you refrain from speaking, please? Andreas, can you please refrain from speaking, please? And can I just remind all members of the gallery to turn their mobile phones off?
Madam Mayor, I'll just go back to what I was about to say.
Mr. Kitanovsky, I'll give you a second warning. The gentleman in the blue cap, I'll give you a second warning. Councillor Quagliari.
I declare a direct conflict in officers report item 8.16, and the details of this have been
excuse
provided.
Excuse me, sir, in the white T-shirt, that's your third warning.
You know what this stands for, by the way?
This is your last warning, sir. I will ask you to refrain from speaking or else I'll have to call in the police. Councillor Quagliari.
Take 3. I declare a direct conflict in officers report item 8.16 and the details of this have been provided in writing to the Chief Executive in accordance with the Section 79, subsection 3 of the Local Government Act 1989.
Thank you, Councillor Quagliari. Councillor Turner. Excuse me. I'll ask you to remove yourself from the gallery, sir. Councillors, I'll ask that this chamber... Actually, sorry. I'll ask that the police be called now. And I will ask that this chamber... The councillors remove themselves from this chamber until such further notice that the police will come and... Thank you very much.
Nothing on there, my local government acts as a fraud, don't you? That's right.
the white greener. You missed out on the fun. You know they wouldn't let you talk because you were late. You know, if you're late, they won't let you talk.
Thank you.
councillors, I draw your attention back to item number 3, declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor. Councillor Turner.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to declare a conflict of interest in item 8.7 due to my position as a board member at the Cap on Graham.
Thank you, Councillor Turner.
And Madam Mayor, I declare a direct conflict of interest in confidential item 15.4, which is a report from the CEO review panel.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Item number 4, adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. Councillors, do I have a mover to adopt and confirm the minutes of previous meetings? Councillor Cugliari.
Madam, I'd like to move it.
Do I have a councillor who would like to second the motion?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Do I have any councillor who opposes the motion? I therefore declare it carried. Item number 5, petitions and joint letters.
No, Madam Mayor.
Item number 6, resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting.
No.
Item number 7. Councillor Ramsey.
Do you have something to commence with, Madam Mayor?
Oh, yes. Item number 7. Before I actually move on to item number 7, I'd like to stand and say a statement. Being respectful of due process and the role of local government inspectorate, I have so far refrained from making public comment in respect of the allegations made against me in relation to the 2012 council election. However, given the now broad public reporting of the allegations, I believe I need to clearly place on record my position in this matter. The allegations made by another candidate are strenuously denied by myself. There is no substance to the allegations, and I have fully cooperated with the inspectorate during their investigation. However, I anticipate that there will be some weeks before the inspectorate will formally advise whether the matter will be proceeded with. I will not be making any further comment in relation to this matter until after that time, and I will not be standing down from my position as an elected councillor and mayor of the Melton City Council. Thank you. Councillors? Councillor Ramsey.
Madam Mayor, could I move a procedural motion that item 7 on the agenda, public question time, be deferred till after the item 8, the presentation of staff reports?
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Do I have any councillor who opposes the motion? I therefore declare it carried. Councillor Ramsey.
Madam Mayor, I'd also like to move that all the recommendations in the reports apart be accepted. I'd like to move a motion that all the reports or the recommendations be accepted apart from items number 8.7, 813 and 816.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Ramsey has put forward a motion that all motions be accepted as put, as recommended, except from 8.7, 8.13, 8.16. Do I have a seconder for that motion?
I'm pleased to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a councillor who opposes the motion? I therefore declare it carried. Item number 8.7, community funding outcomes. Yep, representing Mr. Heaney. Conflict, somebody has a conflict in that one. 8.7.
Okay.
Councillor Turner. Thank you, Mr. Heaney.
Well, Madam Mayor, yes. Councillors, this is a quick overview on a community funding program for 2012-2013. Report gives a breakdown of Council's community funding program, which equates to the value of $250,000 per year as part of Council's budget process. Page 104 on the agenda outlines out of the $250,000, $221,751 has been distributed to the community. Over and above that...
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move the recommendation.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a councillor who opposes the motion? I therefore declare it carried. Unfortunately, due to the nature of the behaviour of this gallery, I call for a motion to suspend the business of the open meeting of council and for council to close the meeting to the public to consider items 15, confidential business. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Do I have any councillor who opposes the motion? Yeah. I therefore declare it carried. Ladies and gentlemen who have obviously come here to listen to the council meeting, I do apologise on behalf of some of the residents that seem to think that they can make a ruckus. I declare the meeting cancelled. Thank you.